The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, great. Okay. Hi, everyone. Hello and warm welcome to Happy Hour. So, for today's practice, we're going to continue one more time, one more session with practice of mudita. It's been so sweet to practice vicarious joy, happiness for happiness of others, happiness of ourselves, others, just happiness for happiness, because we usually, our default mode in this human body and mind is to notice what's challenging, what's difficult, and turning our mind intentionally to what is good, what is a blessing in our lives and other people's lives. It doesn't come naturally. And yet when we do that, we turn intentionally to the good and celebrate blessings, goodness, happiness in the world, whether ours or others, the heart feels uplifted. And boy, do we need uplift in our heart, especially in these challenging times, especially in these tough times. So this is a wholesome practice of gladdening our heart and mind. It's skillful means. It gives us more stability to be with what is difficult, of which there is plenty in our lives. So by turning to what's good, we're actually building more resilience. So this is a way of not shying away, not turning away, but intentionally inclining the heart and mind to what's good, to build resilience so that we can hold what's difficult with more ease. Because if we always just turn our minds, as our minds want to just turn to what's difficult and challenging, as our minds tend to do as human beings, evolutionarily, we're more tuned to what's difficult and what's hard than what's good. Imagine our ancestors walking in the savannah. If they missed something good, if they missed the berry in the environment, they would still live another day. They would be hungry, but they would live another day and there would be other berries, right? But if they missed the negative signals in the environment, the bad, the challenging, the woolly mammoth that was about to eat them, they wouldn't live another day. So guess who passed down their genes to us? The ones who were particularly tuned to scary, difficult, challenging signals in the environment. So we have those genes, we have those capacities. We are more tuned to what's difficult, what's challenging, what's scary, what's fearful, and not as tuned, all of us human beings, not as tuned to what is good, what is a blessing. So we need to balance our hearts and minds by intending to what's good. So that's what we're going to do in our practice tonight, by turning to what's good in our lives and others and celebrating them, yay, with happiness, balancing the natural tendencies of our minds and hearts. So let's get started. So I'd like to invite you to land in your seat. If you need to sit up straighter, if you need to lie down, to shift and move. And as always, we're going to start with about 10 minutes of settling with the breath and the body. calming, soothing, settling the mind, the body. Right here, right now. Inviting the body to settle, relax, soften. Feeling your feet on the ground, connected to the earth. Your legs, your sit bones. Your hands touching each other or your lap. The breath moving through the body, especially palpable in the lower abdomen. The lower body to help us settle and connect. Just this breath, refuge, taking refuge. The in-breath and the out-breath, just this moment. Just here. If a thought is arising, ask, do I need to be thinking this right now? Do I? And with a smile, with kindness, seeing the thought, saying thank you, not now, with gentleness. With gentleness and yet wholehearted intention. Coming back to the breath, connecting, settling. connecting with the entirety of the in-breath and the entirety of the out-breath. How delicious to take refuge, just sit and be breathed, nothing else. Simple in this moment. Now I'd like to invite you to bring to your heart, to your mind, some blessing in your life right now. Maybe something that's good as you're sitting and practicing in this moment. There's always something good. There's always a blessing. Choosing to turn your mind to it, to let it in to your heart, to your body. There's goodness in your life. Let your heart relish, deeply savor this goodness. and inviting your heart to stay with whatever goodness arises in your mind, in your heart, for a few breaths, to relish, savor, celebrate, take delight, feel happy for this goodness, for this happiness. Filling your heart with each breath, with the goodness that is in your life. Turning your mind to it. Celebrating. Glad for your own gladness. Happy for your own happiness. Now, bringing to mind someone who's dear to you. A for whom you easily feel kindness and care and warmth. And bring to mind some goodness in their life that they're happy about, they're grateful for. Let yourself feel gladness, happiness for their happiness, as if it were your own. As if you're the one celebrating, as if you're the one happy, blessed with this blessing. Happy for their happiness. I'm happy for your happiness, you can say silently. May your good fortune, may your blessing continue. May it increase, may it never end. Whatever version works for you. Or maybe simply without words, celebrating. Glad, happy for their happiness. And this person doesn't need to be happy in every aspect of their life, but this blessing, grateful for this one blessing in their life. Feeling them happy, feeling them grateful for this blessing, happy for their happiness, celebrating with them in your heart. And now, bringing to mind someone whom you don't know very well. A stand-in for all of humanity. A quote-unquote neutral person. Maybe a neighbor you see walking by. Someone who works at a store where you shop. Or a delivery person. It's when you don't have a complicated relationship or any history with. Bringing this person to mind. Appreciating that this person is just like you. They want to be happy. They don't want to suffer. Just like you, they have a deep, complex inner life that's very compelling to them, just as yours is to you, with worries and fears and loves and hopes and aspirations, with happinesses, just as you're happy for your blessings, they too celebrate, they're grateful. And imagining them happy for a blessing in their life. And since you don't know them well, you can imagine something, it's okay. Imagine something in their life they're grateful for. That they hold dear. Maybe it's a relationship, a child, a friend, a partner. Maybe it's a good news they got. Maybe it's health, recovering from an illness. Seeing them happy, grateful, celebrating. And as if it were your own, as if this person was your dear being, celebrating, happy for their happiness. Hello, dear fellow human being. I'm happy for you. May your happiness, your good fortune, may it continue. May there be more for you. May there be more in the world or happiness. May your well-being, happiness, good fortune continue, never end, and increase. And now, bringing to mind someone you have a little bit of an entanglement with. Not the most entangled relationship in your life, but someone you have a little bit of challenge with. And realizing this person too, just like the previous person, they're not so different from you. They just want to be happy, not condoning the harm, the challenges, the hurt. And as if we were able to separate the actions from the humanity of the person for just this moment. Seeing that just like you, they want to be happy. They feel grateful for happinesses in their life. Just like you, they don't want to suffer. And seeing them happy for some blessing, for some good fortune in their life. and allowing your heart to celebrate, be happy for them. In this regard, in this way, expanding your heart in its generosity. I'm happy for your happiness in this way, in this regard. I celebrate your good fortune with you. May your happiness continue. May it increase. May it never end. See if it's possible to feel into that, even for a split second. Life's too challenging. You can always go back to the previous categories. The neutral person, your dear person, or yourself. Turning your mind to goodness, to blessing, and celebrating. Feeling happy for anybody's happiness as if it were your own. Generosity, celebrating happiness in the world, anybody's happiness. And for the last moments, bringing all of these beings together in your mind's eye, yourself, your dear being, conjuring them up, the neutral being, and the person you're having challenges with, conjuring them all up as if sitting with you. Feeling into all these happinesses, all these good fortunes in different ways, shades, nuances. May all of us, may all of our blessings continue. May they increase, may they never end. Feeling happy, celebrating for all our happinesses. extending to all the beings who are practicing with you right now on Zoom and on YouTube and elsewhere in the world. May all of us and all of our people that we've conjured up, may all the happinesses, may all of them continue for all of these beings. Happy for all this happiness. May there be more in the world. And expanding further, may all beings everywhere whatever blessing or happiness they have in their life, may they continue, may they increase, may they never end. Knowing full well there is impermanence, and yet by sharing this wish, we're cultivating generosity of heart with sympathetic joy, with mudita for all beings. May all of our gladness continue. Happy for all the joy and happiness in the world. May there be more. May they never end. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. So, I just changed the setting so you can type in chat if you wish, either to me, in which case I won't say your name out loud, or can type in chat to everyone your observations, your questions, your comments, your complaints. It's all welcome. You can also raise your hand, your Zoom hand, if you like to share something, especially if you haven't shared in a while. If you have recently shared, it's nice to hold back and let other people who might be a little more shy and holding back to pull forward. So, what did you notice? How were the different categories for you? Did you notice differences moving from yourself to the dear person, celebrating them, their happiness, etc., etc.? Nicholas, please. I don't hear you, Nicholas.
Is that better?
Oh, yes, now I can hear you.
Okay, great. Yeah, I was saying that mudita for myself is quite challenging right now because I've had ringing in my ears for a few days. And, when we talk about focusing on the negative, there's that pull to only see that in all of my experience. And it's very helpful, I think, to recognize the joy in others' lives. And I found that turning to everybody, not just turning to somebody who was easy, not just turning to somebody who was a little challenging, it was a nice affirmation that there's joy in everybody's life. So of course there's also joy in my life that's available. It's very helpful.
Nice. Nice. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Nicholas. Love it. seeing that at first, as you said, it was challenging to see the joy, given that the tinnitus ringing in the ear has been so challenging. And then by turning and realizing, oh yes, there's joy in everyone's life, then it actually made seeing the joy and the blessings in your own life more available. Lovely, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. May your wisdom, the way you worked with it and the what you discovered, may it support other people in their own discovery. As we discover these ways, other people might think, oh, if I have difficulty seeing joy in my life, well, maybe I'll do the same thing. I'll try it for other beings. So that's lovely, Nicholas. And I'm loving your kitty moving back and forth in front of the camera. Oh my God, that brings me joy for you in your life that you have this lovely little kitty. Oh my God, they're so cute. Very sweet. Thank you, Nicholas. It's lovely. Yeah. Yeah. And one of you shared in chat that, yes, there's hesitation in sharing, knowing that this is recorded. If you like to share in chat and just send it to me, I can read it out loud without saying your name, if that makes it feel more comfortable. Or you can raise your hand and I won't say your name. If you can just unmute yourself. Actually, I just changed the settings. So if that works for you, please do. If not, it's all okay. It's all okay. Any reflections, any observations or questions? All right, Jamie, please.
Yeah, I was holding back because I can be talkative here, so thank you for the time. How do I get into, how can I really feel mudita when I'm not feeling someone's happiness? You know, I found that if I understand the cause of someone's happiness, it's very easy for me to, you know, feel happy for their happiness. But, you know, if I didn't have that, if I couldn't see into the source of it, it wound up feeling like metta. You know, I couldn't really say I'm happy for your happiness. It didn't ring true, but I could say, hey, you know, may it continue, may it increase, you know, with loving kindness.
Yeah.
But there's a little step more for mudita.
Exactly.
That, you know, hard to take.
Yeah. I appreciate the question. So tell me, which of the categories was it challenging in what we're raising? All of them, one of them? Let's speak about something specific. All of them?
A neutral being who, you know, I don't really know or have a relationship with. And, you know, so the further from proximity to me. I could conjure up a little mudita for my difficulty because I know what's going on in her life.
I see. Got it. How about your deer? How about your deer being?
Easy.
Okay, great. Good to know. Okay, so deer person, you can feel into their life. Yes. Great. Easy. And then even the challenging person you're having challenges with, yes, because you know brotherly. It's really, you're highlighting the neutral person that just not so much connection. Great. Okay. Very concrete. So this is what I would recommend, Jamie, to play around with this. Imagine this in order to find your way into it. Think of something that is you relish in your life. That's something that's, you know, you have a roof over your head, you know, you have a comfortable, safe home. And imagine, you know, when you didn't have that, for example, and now you have it, how happy you feel about it. What a blessing it is. Now imagine them. Oh, and it's okay. You can use your imagination. It's okay. You can be creative in this case. Imagine, oh, they didn't have that. They were sharing a home or something and it wasn't comfortable. And now Oh, they have their own, like, oh, this is how it makes me feel. I just delight in it. Oh, they probably feel the same way. I'm happy for your happiness. So that can build the bridge.
Thank you.
Creativity. You're welcome.
Thank you. You're
welcome. And it can be very, you know, again, use your creativity and it can be very fun and nourishing in this way. Appreciate the question. So, okay, dear ones, it is time for us to get to meet each other in small groups and share. So the invitation I have for practicing groups is, first, how is it? Let me ask you, if you remember, well, maybe I'll ask you afterwards, after you come out of the group, because you may not remember. I'm going to ask you to spend about 30 seconds without words at the beginning, just having mudita for other people's happiness, imagining they have some happiness, even if you don't know what it is, the other couple of people in the room with you, doing real-time mudita for them. And then when you unmute, then each of you shares something that you're grateful for in your life, is you're happy for. And then you can practice real-time mudita for each other. And then you can share anything you like. So you could do that one round and then you can share anything about the practice if there is time after that. So I will create the breakout rooms. Here we go. It's so happy making, by the way, to hear about other people's happiness and good fortune. It's such a happy making practice. So here we go. Rooms are open. Enjoy. Okay, the rooms are closed and everyone is back. So we've got a couple of minutes. I'd like to ask you actually first, how is the 30 seconds of silent mudita? How is that? And you can actually, you can give answers with reactions. You can either say, let's say yes or no. The yes is the green, like that it was, it's good, or not so good is the X, the red. So I want to get a sense of if the silent mudita works. Okay. Oh, great. Okay. Nice. All right. So no no's and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, great. Majority are saying, yep, good, great. Yeah. Emily says, I like it because I feel like it encourages a pause and thoughtfulness in sharing. Lovely. Thank you. And I see some of you nod. Great. Wonderful. So we'll keep that. Great. Yeah, that's true. And it does take away from the group time, Kathleen says, which is quite brief. And yet, if it brings more presence. So great. Fantastic. Any other reflections? Would love to hear your reflections. You can type them. Or you can raise your hand. What did you notice? Feeling happy for other people's happiness. This shared mudita in group. Let's hear from one person, if you would be so kind as to share what you noticed. Anything.
I can share.
Great.
I hit the jackpot because I was in a room with my son and Shivani and Neil. So it was kind of like a party.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, that just makes me happy. That brings mudita for me. I see other people are putting hearts and clapping and with their other mudita. Isn't it nice when we turn our hearts to mudita? Gladness for other people's gladness is just keeps showing up, right? It keeps showing up. You just have to prime the pump. And here it is. It keeps showing up. Thank you so much for sharing that, Kim, so that
so that myself and others could feel mudita for your joy. You're so happy, laughing, celebrating, hitting the jackpot, partying. I see Neil smiling. I don't see all of you, unfortunately, but that's very sweet. That's very sweet. That's very sweet. So, dear ones, we have come to the end of yet another happy hour. As Click and Clack, the Tappan Brothers, the radio show, they said, you wasted another perfectly good hour. Well, I'm joking, of course. It's lovely. It's lovely to practice with you. So thank you so much for showing up, for doing this practice of the heart, this cultivation, not just for your own sake, but the sake of all those whose lives you touch. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you. And now, as it is our tradition,